Ruby and Amelia, how would you describe like the tone and genre and energy of the play?
I feel like it's hilarious. There's a lot of comedy in it, and like everyone, like when we rehearse, everyone is just always laughing, and so it's super
especially
fun.
Dr. Griffin. He's always laughing.
He laughs a lot. But yeah, Ruby, what do you have to say?
It's a lot of ridiculousness. Like you have the room to be ridiculous and to be someone you're definitely not gonna be in real life.
I hope that you're not wiping people in real life.
Exhibit A, trying to bite your own butt. Please don't.
Oh, shut up. actually, I just thought it feels like we're describing an obscure Nickelodeon movie for like teenagers.
Yes.
Almost. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's Alice in
like
Wonderland.
Steampunk.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's
set, this Alice in Wonderland is set in like late 19th century kind of steampunky universe. And the caterpillar looks amazing with the goggles.
She really does.
Do you want to talk about what we did with the flower costumes?
Oh my God.
Or do you want to leave that a surprise?
I think we'll leave that one. Yeah, we got to leave some mystery for
all right, fine.
For that. So how would you describe we'll toss it over to Ronan and Kylie. How would you describe the rehearsal process? What is it like putting a show on in just 3 weeks? And I know, like Ronan, you've done full-length productions with me where we've had to take like 2 months to do
wow.
a show. But so what's it like? What's the rehearsal process like?
Oh. Go for it.
It's cool.
That's it? That's it? Seriously, dude?
It's like...
That's the tagline now.
It's cool.
Yeah. Kodiak Youth Theater.
It's cool. It's cool.
It's like, at least in my opinion, it's like a little bit more rushed because like you only have 3 weeks to do it and you're like there every day or like you're there every day for 5 days of.
I feel
you're
like
there
you should...
for 5 days a week. And then instead of like drawing it out for like and practicing it over 6 weeks, you only have half that time and it's just.
Yeah, I feel like with me, I haven't done theater arts in, like, this is, like, since fifth grade. So I'm going into this, like, I don't have time during the school year to do theater. I'm too busy for it. And so these summer programs are all I really have to do it. But the 3 weeks, I felt like with being able to memorize, it wasn't as hard as I anticipated it would be. And I feel like Ronan being Dandelion and Tweedledum helps me ricochet off him being stupid and silly. I don't have to be I have to say this joke a certain way. I can just know that with him ricocheting off, or like him ricocheting off of me or me ricocheting off of him, it'll be fine with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually didn't know how it would be with us two together, but...
I could see it in auditions and it's brilliant. And that's a big part of any kind of rehearsal process is building chemistry between the actors and between This is not a 1990s sitcom, Delaney. So I rely on Al a lot to kind of work with some of the actors when we're not blocking on stage or doing some vocal work on stage. What's it like? Kind of, what do you see with putting chemistry together so quickly like this?
I think a lot of it is as actors get to know each other, like the chemistry between them really forms and takes shape. And like once, you know, because a big part of being in a play is also very social. You know, you really get to know people, especially in these circumstances where we're like really jam packing for like rehearsals and every day. I really see like even when folks aren't on stage, like, you know, they're either practicing their lines, hopefully, or just hanging out together. And I think that's wonderful because that's a big part of being in theater is making friends. I really see it. And I love working with these young actors. It's very fun.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Al. So you guys are kind of stuck with me for 2 hours. I might only be working with a few actors at a time on stage. How do you bond with some of the other actors when you're behind my back.
What are you,
No, here's the subtext to this question. What are you doing behind my back when I'm working with other actors?
Well, today we did something really unique. We made this massive, like 3-foot by 3-foot cup tower. Out of just like
what? It's tall,
like stacking cups.
It was taller than that. Okay, never mind.
The table probably like 7 feet.
Yeah. Okay. That. Yeah. 7 feet off the ground. That actually. Okay. Yeah. 7 feet. I guess. 3 feet by 7 feet.
You're a doctor. You should be smart.
Oh.
Hey. Really? Really? I guess.
Let's not mix the actor with the character. Okay. Let's keep that magic line to separate the two. Pansy. Well,
and I think the most satisfying part of building the cup tower was like, oh my gosh, don't shake the table. What are you doing? And punching the middle of the cup tower and it just collapsing. It was so satisfying.
Luckily, when we were done.
Yeah, when we were done. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, blah, clatter. It wasn't like someone in the middle of the line.
And Amelia, you are new. You're new to Kodiak, and so then you're also new to these weirdos doing
theater.
Kodiak Youth Theater. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what you're bringing.
So I've lived like everywhere, and so I used to do plays when I was like 5, I think, and I played Gussie in a play. And I messed up in the play. I forgot to grab my fake scissors. And I was really upset about that. I was like,
these are the things that actors are worried about.
Childhood
yes.
trauma.
But then, I've been in an Alice in Wonderland play. And I was kind of an extra, like, in the background. I was a crab, and I did some tea party thing. Yeah, it was all over the place. So that's kind of, like, my acting, like what I've done for acting, so.
Your repertoire.
Repertoire. Put it on your resume.
How do you prepare at home? Like, we're only with each other for like, you know, for 2 hours a day. So What has it been like for you? What is your process? Talk to us about Ruby. What is your actor preparation process like?
Well, in the beginning, it's really just memorizing all the lines. So I do it with my mom and dad, and my sister loves to help me with my lines. I write them down on note cards, I put them in Ziploc bags, and read them while I'm in the shower.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay. That is dedication, my friends.
Quite dedicated. Holy
but
crap.
But when it gets closer to the show, it's really more practicing the blocking. Yeah. I do it, like, in my living room. I picture everything, all the props on stage, and then it's a lot of work to do in 3 weeks, but it's also really fun.
Totally worth it.
Yes. Ronan, you're quite the veteran. What's your process at home?
I just
go home and sit on the couch and play my kazoo.
Yes, that's basically it. And maybe occasionally I'll like pick up my book. Okay, cool. These are my lines.
I'm like half the brain power.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, I think the most fun part about it is like working on the actual characterization. I think that's what makes reading lines so fun. Because you could just sit and read lines, right. But mm-hmm. I could just get in my little tweety voice, and then it makes it a lot more fun to
you
just
gotta
do
have,
that.
You gotta have like that accent to
yes,
make it.
Yes, you gotta have the accent.
All the little pitch and so on and so forth.
This is what happens when you bring a bunch of little kids into a recording
absolutely.
Place.
Hey!
You're not little kids. You're professionals.
Yeah, we are.
Take that.
We do have a variety. We do have a variety of accents. Al is playing the walrus.
Hey, guys. So I'm playing the walrus. I don't know if you know that. I tell you what. When we blocked that first scene, I hadn't read the script once. And I was like, I just saw, okay, she's an inventor. And I was like, okay, a crazy British inventor. So I was like, oh, and then my name's Shelia. That's how I talk. It's very exciting. And I talk like that. I think this might be the first play I've ever done where I speak in a British accent. It's very fun.
British is so much fun.
Maybe oh did Midsummer? Did
not I really. I think we nixed the British accent.
We should go around and do our accents.
Yeah, we should. So, Kylie, tell what is your...
Okay, so Pansy is just an angry British lady. Like, Jared said she's a Karen when I first talked to him. And I was like, wait, what? And then I did the British accent, and I was like, that makes sense. And then Tweedledee is like, I did this day in auditions, and added the British voice along the way, so it just ended up happening this way.
She's amazing in accents. I have no words.